From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 21st at 8:54. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. We have pretty sideways trade here this morning. Nothing too wild. May corn down a quarter of a cent at 468 and three quarters. The new crop contract, December 25, up a quarter cent at 453 and a quarter. May soybeans down a penny and a half at 1011 and a half. November soybeans down 2¾ at 1007 and a half. May Chicago wheat up 4¼ at 561 and a half. And then the July new crop wheat up 4½ at 578. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones having a tough day, down 411 points last check at 41,541. And May WTI crude oil down 33 cents at 67.74. This action today follows a pretty solid day yesterday. Nothing too crazy, but corn finished up 7 cents yesterday. Beans were up 5 cents yesterday on Thursday, and wheat was lagging behind yesterday, down 6. So wheat's rebounding a little bit here today. Funds were buyers of corn yesterday, and private estimates signal they are now net long 95,000 contracts of corn. They've shed a lot of that length compared to just a month ago. Quite a bit of a sell-off, really, due to the funds. But they were buyers yesterday after really positive export sales were reported yesterday morning by USDA for corn. A little disappointing on beans, but, you know, corn, we are really competitive on the export market to, you know, be a seller of corn. And it looks to be that way, at least through April, May, where we are have competitive FOB offers out of the United States. So look for corn exports to be robust, and it may force the USDA's hand on the April WASDE perhaps to up our export demand forecast for this marketing year. The market is really kind of looking forward to this March 31st quarterly stocks and acreage report. That'll be on a Monday, March 31st. And that quarterly stocks figure will be as of March 1st. So it'll be a little bit interesting because we saw the farmer really step in and increase sales January, February timeframe. A lot of bills due. It's a good time of year to move grain, and we caught a really great rally. So it'll be interesting to see if we have a pretty good handle on those stocks on hand again as of March 1st. So looking forward to March 31st report for sure. Should be a big market mover. The Ag Outlook Forum in February signaled corn acres for new crop at 94 million acres on corn and soybean acres at 84 million acres on corn. Kind of the whispers and chatter is that corn number could be higher, perhaps 95 or higher. And soybeans, you know, it's a give and take. We'll probably lose some acres. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out, with the geopolitical front having a lot of things, you know, juggling in the air at once. You know, we have April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs are supposed to go into play. And then you also have President Trump signaling that, you know, President Xi from China may visit the United States in the not too distant future. You kind of think probably President Trump is, you know, positioning to get some sort of grander trade deal here because we still have a 20% tariff on all imports from China in the meantime. So I'm just kind of bringing up the question to whoever will talk to me is, you know, what if we have really light soybean acres because corn's more profitable and Trump and President Xi make an agreement on a, you know, U.S. phase two type trade purchase, and those acres are already switched to corn. So that could be a really interesting dynamic, and soybeans will be pretty bullish for soybeans, I think, if that were to play out like that. But that's kind of speculative, and, you know, time will tell on how that will really shake out. Updated NOAA monthly precip outlook shows above precip chances for the state of Illinois specifically, and they look for spring storms to really ramp up. So if producers in central Illinois catch a window to plant, we really think they're gonna hammer down and plant in earnest if soil conditions are fit. Because we've just had so many wet springs the last handful of years. And it's like when it's, you got a window to go, you got to get it planted because you don't know the next chance you'll catch an opening here. But there's been a lot of investments in tile and things like that, all for these wet springs that seem to pop up all too often. And then we have a dry fall the last 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of interesting how that's shaken out. This week, ECAP is really the big news in the countryside with the FSA offices signing up Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. I've really heard a wide variety of sign up. I mean, they basically just need a signature for this to get going. Some have done DocuSign. Some county offices have done in-person signature, and some county offices have mailed out the application. So I would, you know, rest assured everyone will get to it. So show these offices a little bit of patience and grace as they're kind of drinking from the fire hose with some of this information, and they'll get you taken care of, I'm sure of it. So that's what's going on here today. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I hope Illinois takes care of Xavier tonight.